like I've been full of questions, you gentlemen. You need direction of some type now?
Ultimately, it's up to the commission if they would like to have us look at some other options, or if they would like for us to move forward with anything, or if they'd like for us to go out with Scott and talk about doing the lane closures
I would get with maintenance so they know exactly where you're thinking the lane closure could be and how it could be structured.
Okay.
Probably want something a little more permanent than cones sitting out there.
Yes.
I know you said, but like you said, you don't want to put a bunch of weight out there for barriers. So we need to figure out a way to put some sort of barrier to where it's not easily moved. I don't know how many non-employees park there, but it may be an employee-only type kind of thing for a little while until we figure out exactly. I don't know. I mean, these are all things we probably need to discuss.
And you're going to check with the Pat to see if we can come in this entrance to get more parking spaces and also congestion. I was looking, if you see where of the evening when employees leave, if you cut down here at the end and everybody try to come out through here, you're going to have great deal of congestion coming out through those. So I'd be very interested in seeing if we could come through our entrance. And
yeah, so we'll go look at that right after this. And then as far as further direction with the parking garage, it's what the commission can talk internally and decide what you three feel is kind of best for us to move forward. Honestly, it's whatever you three want. We can continue to do the small repairs and leave part of it closed, or we can do a full repair, whatever direction you would like to see move forward.
Well, I'm going to jump out right now and say that if it's got to be fixed, it's got to be fixed. Putting Band-Aids on it, is it?
Yeah, Band-Aids aren't. That's going to cost us more than.
Yeah, I'm. The bad part is it's an expensive piece of infrastructure to own or to have. It was expensive to build. It's an expensive one to fix.
It just wasn't built according to the way you would build it now. You would build it like a bridge would be built to have the.
I would build it similar to a bridge. I would have built it with a little bit more slope to make sure stuff got off of it, and I would have built the flanges thicker myself.
There's nothing we can do about that.
Exactly. Yeah, it was built in the 90s. Most of the people that were involved in it are retired and or long gone. And so we're left to fix whatever we have today. And they met well. They had a budget to meet, and they met well.
Yeah.
And so we just have to make the most of it.
So what can we do the very best with what we've got? Thank you.
I think we're starting budget talks December 2nd, ish.
Yep.
I'm assuming something will be in there for the improvement or whatever on it. So.
Yeah, and I can, if you need any more help on that throughout the process, we'll be glad to put that in.
How hard are your numbers now?
I'm pretty strong certainty, but I can finalize them.
If you don't care, maybe finalize them.
Yep. I will do that.
Without spending, don't.
What'd you say?
I said don't spend a lot of time finalizing them.
Yeah.
Maybe lock them down a little bit and kind of see where we're at.
Yeah, and I'm basing that off of, we've got a pretty good track history of doing steel bridges with the county. We've done a handful of them now over the years, and so our prices are coming in pretty repeatedly. And then there's a couple other counties that we do steel bridges with, and so that steel price is staying pretty good.
And you're still confident that our road and bridge can handle it?
Oh, yeah.
Be very similar to what we did at Coon Creek.
Coon Creek.
Victor,
you guys did the road at Coon Creek. Victor Church, you guys did.
Yeah, Victor Church. We didn't do the Coon Creek Bridge.
No, but the idea is the same.
Yes, yes, very similar idea. And it just comes back to, you've got a crew that has a lot more ability than most of the counties do. And so if we can utilize that to help out the county, then even better.
All right.
We recognize that, and we appreciate that.
If you don't have any more questions, I'll let you move on to other business. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
You got an extra paper clip?
Do you have all the paper clips?
Yeah, I've got several.
Got
them. I've got all kinds of them.
Resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board.
Move to approve the resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board, appointing Sheila Wyatt to represent Taney County and to appoint Scott Starrett as the alternate to represent Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Scott, I'm sorry. Did you want
to? No. Perfectly good.
Okay.
You're still comfortable with that, Scott?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got next on. Okay. Resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N Council.
Move to approve the resolution for the appointment of representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N Council, appointing Brandon Williams and Sheila Wyatt to represent and appointing Scott Starrett as the alternate to represent.
Second.
We have a second. All
aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
I think her air just kicked on.
Did get cold all of a sudden.
You've got a short sleeves shirt on, Tuffy.
I can feel it like that.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 457023 through 457160 and warrant 7313.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for November 12th, 2019, and November 15th, 2019, and November 18th, 2019.
You guys have any questions on them?
I don't.
Let me look at the 18th real quick.
What's that?
Let me just look at the 18th. Is that just a phone meeting?
I think so.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
I'm not on the regular. I'm fine.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 12th, 2019, November 15th, 2019, and November 18th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Then we have executive session minutes for November 15th, 2019.
Move to approve November 15th, 2019 executive session minutes.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Is this a part of the official?
No.
This is in my packet. That's why I was asking.
It's in my packet too, but
it's in mine.
It shouldn't be the minutes. This
is just the first time it's been included with our.
Yeah. No. My motion is to approve the minutes as presented by the county clerk's office.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mike, that's just your note. It's not part
right,
of this.
Right.
Is that a copy of what you gave to us?
Yeah.
It was the handwritten notes.
Do you want that included so you can review it or not in the future?
Well, that's fine. We're just, it's not part of the permanent record.
No, it's not. I just want to know if you want to see it in the future or not.
That's fine.
That's fine. It's never been included before, so I just didn't, I want to make sure it wasn't part of it.
I think you're just trying to
make
it where you can all see what was done and
Why it was done.
Yeah. And why it was done, yeah. Okay, we'll continue to do that then.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for independent audit services, KPM number 19-140 CM.
I move to approve the notice renewal of independent audit services with KPM.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't know if David had any.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got, I'm going to start with personal property paid abatements. Refunds, abatement numbers 300311. Taxpayer called and spoke with the assessor's office. Notified them that the 2005 Honda was not, they didn't own it before January 1st, 2019, but they accidentally paid their bill. Well, not accidentally, they paid their bill without having it taken off. So they're requesting a refund for that Honda.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 11/25/19.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set is erroneous assessments on real estate, and its abatement numbers 205854 through 205856. Then it skips to 205862 through 205865. Taxpayer called. They live there, and it is not a nightly rental.